Welcome to Straight Talk, a lively discussion on tough issues impacting our lives.
Welcome to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio, your weekly dose of discussion and commentary on issues that really impact our lives. Straight Talk, you've got questions? We've got some answers for you. Hopefully you'll find this answering questions for you. I'm Jean Till, and I'm so grateful to be broadcasting from Iowa Catholic Radio, a part of the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. Before we get into our topic today, some things to put on your calendar. You have to go shopping. I know, what a shock. But October is Pro-Life Month, and since Iowa Catholic Radio has moved to our new location on 50th, where Inner Visions was, they're just next door, we're doing a diaper drive. So you can get a sneak peek on the new offices. We're still broadcasting from the old ones because we're waiting for some equipment. But, you know, go buy a bag of diapers, take them over, you know, get your own private tour of the new Iowa Catholic Radio studios and help take care of those babies as well. Now, coming up, a couple things at the end of the month. October 24th is the Dowling Pancake Breakfast. I just got my tickets yesterday. I hope you will join us at the Iowa Catholic Radio booth and the and Catholic Tuition Organization booth and all the fun things that happen during the Pancake Breakfast. It's a wonderful event. And then at the end of the month, the Women's Conference, Iowa Catholic Radio Women's Conference, is Saturday, October 30th at the Embassy Suites downtown Des Moines, with Dr. Kathleen Beckman, who's a Catholic evangelist, retreat director, radio host, author, president of the Foundation of Prayer for Priests. Gotta love someone who prays for our priests. Barbara Heil, you all know Barbara as a convert to Catholicism. What a dynamic woman she is. And then Tim Jameson, discussing the ongoing spiritual war in today's world. Doors open at 7, Rosary 7:30, you know the drill. Mass at 8 o'clock. Conference starts at 9 and ends at 5 p.m. And finally, this is a save the date reminder for Saturday, December 11th, also at the Embassy Suites downtown, with Paul Zuccarelli as our guest speaker. He had a near-death experience that will shine a light for all of us on our own call. I'll keep you posted as we have more information, but you can find all the information about our events at iowacatholicradio.com. You know, you talk about, hopefully, Brian. My guest today is Brian Vivard. He's the founder and coordinator of Magna 24 at Sacred Heart. Brian, hopefully you didn't have a near-death experience before you started working and bringing Magna to the men at Sacred Heart.
No, it was all good. You know, Father Hess, about 4 years ago, he cornered me and said, hey, we're trying to get this small faith group thing going in our church. And he says, you want to start a men's group, so I always
You talk about the Holy Spirit touching you on the shoulder.
And when your priest says something, I always tell them they're the best salesmen. It's hard to tell them no. So
yeah. Either that or don't go to confession next time. Wait for that penance.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, no, that was how it started, and we just kind of worked it out with a hope and a prayer, and I started doing a lot of research. I'm a former educator, so it was easy for me to put a group together and lead it. And I have a great support staff at Sacred Heart that's helped me, like, with emails and kind of getting it going. And I'm proud to say we're up and running and starting our fourth year.
That's very, very cool. Now, I want to talk first about Magna 24.
Sure.
What it is, what you do, where the name came from. Is everyone invited to join, you know, at Sacred Heart, or is it open to other folks from other parishes? All that kind of stuff. And then I want to get into why does this call resonate with you? So let's start with, what is Magna?
We basically, it's I guess it's kind of unique. We just come up with a name, the Magna, meaning God, for like God is great. That's what it stands for.
Okay.
And then the 24 is really original because we meet on the second and fourth Mondays of the month. So that's where we got up with the name. And then we use the Magnificat, which is the Catholic monthly journal that has all the readings, has prayers and saints. So it's a really nice resource, which was one of the goals of the group, getting guys to come. The whole focus of the group was spiritual first. I said, you know, if you want to get involved with service, we have a great nights program to do mm-hmm. that. So 90% of our role is spiritual, although we do a small community service. We help support the Catholic worker house downtown with mm-hmm. coffee and soap and supplies when okay. they need it. So we have a monthly for that. But for the most part, we meet and we always start open and close with prayer. We meet for an hour. We usually use the previous Sundays right before gospel as our theme.
Okay.
And I also have been able to come up with just some wonderful resources. We're involved with form.org, which I think a lot of churches
yes.
are.
Mm-hmm.
And on that, there's a little 3 to 6 minute video every week that is a synopsis of the Sunday gospel. So we usually okay. watch that at the beginning of our meeting.
Okay.
And then I've also stumbled on to the Word Among Us is another
yes.
source. It's like $12 a year, but what it gives me for my group, which this is what I do steal, Gene, is they every week post study group questions for small groups, and they are awesome. And they have a meditation. It's usually over the New Testament readings mm-hmm. from the Sunday. And I kind of cut and paste a lot of those. And that's been kind of the magic of our group. Once we get into it, we have, we have 10 to 15 guys, and I break them into groups of
now,
two.
Now, if everybody showed up, how many would come?
25 to 30 I have
okay.
signed up.
And but
I
about have 15, about half.
I have a revolving 10 to 15. A lot of them are business guys. A lot of them travel, so mm-hmm. they get there when they can. And the small group thing has been wonderful, just a wonderful combination, because when you get with a group of people and say you have some questions and you say, okay, question one, and you read it to a whole group, no one says anything.
So, yeah. Somebody else will answer that one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few always. But we do is we break it for 15 minutes into a small group of two. And I'll say, okay, you two guys work on this question, you two this question.
Because if you didn't tell them who to pair up with, they would
no.
take half the time to decide.
And it's they usually sit in different places, so they make mm-hmm. a new friend. They get to know someone a little bit better. But when they get in those small groups, it's interesting. Not only do they just work on answering the questions, they conversate mm-hmm. and socialize, and then we come back large group and go around and give the responses, and it's amazing how that really gets the conversation mm-hmm. going. And every night since I've started this, before I go into my meeting, I say a little prayer, and I just say, Holy Spirit, come and let it happen, and usually it works. It's nothing magical other than that.
Now, you talked about stealing resources. That's the great thing about the Catholic Church, is that if there's a program that somebody else is doing, like
yes.
Magna, you can't go online and Google how to run Magna.
No.
You're not going to find it. But I bet if somebody from St. Teresa's.
Certainly.
Or St. Thomas Indianola said, we want to do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brian, can I come and sit in on a session and then pick your brain on how to do it?
I love to do that. I would call a template that I have in place,
mm-hmm.
and I don't try to make it over complicated. So yeah, anybody, I'd be welcome if they wanted my number, they could call me. I'd sit down with them anytime they wanted to, and
yeah,
I'm pretty open about that.
People reach out to me, I can get you all Brian's contact information.
The radio channel, yeah, that'd be great.
You know, Brian, it's just fascinating because you don't have to be a scripture scholar to run Magna.
Correct.
You have to be passionate about the faith.
Correct.
Yeah.
And one of the things about our Magnificat, when I started out, one of the goals I had was to get men to maybe practice at a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
And because we use a Magnificat, they come and we usually read the gospel or a meditation over the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And I've found that I've told my guys, hey, when you take that Magnificat home, you set it on your coffee table, you set it next to your bed. And I think I've gotten guys noses into reading the scripture mm-hmm. more. And I always say, whether you're a doctor, a bricklayer, or an athlete, the more you practice something, the better you get at it. And so versing ourselves in the scripture, it helps you to learn, and you get good recall when you recognize it. And it also helps us, I think, when we go to Mass on Sunday, this opening of the word. A lot of I encourage my guys sometimes to look at it on Saturday or Sunday morning before
mm-hmm.
they go to church,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of gives them an overview of what the service is going to be about. So I think it can give the homily, the scripture readings, a little more meaning when you have someone who's given you a interpretation of that.
Well, and you personally have to prepare. I mean, you have to read the stuff and know about it before you gather the guys together. So you are...
I have to practice what I preach.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, not just talking about Magna, but about men's groups and why that's important in today's church. This is Jean Till. You're listening to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
Mercy College provides unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules. Since 1899, Mercy College has been transforming students into healthcare professionals. Guided by Catholic values, our faculty put classroom theory into practice. Students are prepared for roles in service and leadership throughout their own careers.
Learn more at mchs.edu. Mercy College of Health Sciences, mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by CTO. Your support has helped thousands of students attend our Catholic schools. CTOiowa.org. At CTO, the bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now provided in part by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security is a Catholic-owned family business supplying security systems, access control systems, video surveillance, fire alarm systems, and video doorbells. All alarm systems are monitored out of their monitoring center located in the state of Iowa. Permar Security, 515-244-5660, permarsecurity.com.
Thank you, Caldwell Parish, for underwriting Iowa Catholic Radio. Conform to the wishes of the deceased and to Catholic liturgical burial traditions. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home, Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. CaldwellParish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Catholic Sports is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling graduate, and Dr. Craig Harper, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610 or online, ashworthvision.com. Welcome back to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Till, and my guest today is Brian Brevard. And Brian is the founder of Magna 24 at Sacred Heart in West Des Moines. Magna, God is good. God is great.
Very good.
And 24 is the second and fourth Mondays of the month. 7 p.m., is that right?
Which one where we meet, yep.
Yeah. So, again, folks, if you have an interest... ladies, if you think this is something your husband would have an interest in doing, just reach out to me at Iowa Catholic Radio and I can connect you with Brian. And he'd love to have you come as a guest to kind of see what they're doing. So, Brian, we were chatting during the break mm-hmm. about not just Magna, but about the importance of men
yes.
in not just, you know, I want my husband to be the faith leader in our family.
Right.
Which is a challenge for me because you know me, I'm pretty, yeah. you know, I've been single for lots of years and can control everything. And so poor John, you know, well, no, not he's a great faith leader for our family. But the challenge for us as church is the role that men are taking and playing. And you had some statistics that yeah. I found fascinating.
Yeah, there's a lot of data that out there that shows that men in general in the Catholic Church gotten very casual about their Catholicism, mm-hmm. if you will. Many have left the faith. Only like a third, when polled, feel that prayer is important every morning, every day. And those are talking points that hit me because I know that's something I really emphasize with our group about mm-hmm. men being strong Christian leaders. There's all kinds of data, too, how in the family, whether for your sons or your daughters, if you have a strong male spiritual model, how that helps those kids mm-hmm. stay in tune with their faith down the mm-hmm. road. So not being afraid to show it. And there's even some data out there. Sometimes it says in all the Catholic churches across the wayside, about 70 to 90% of the catechesis is usually delivered by females.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against women, but it would be nice if there was a balance there because, you know, young boys maybe want to get in a vocation of being a priest, for example, mm-hmm. having that
but
guy.
But if their only role model is... father on Sunday for an hour.
Correct.
And their RE teacher is female.
We need more yeah. of that. We need yeah. more than just that. And
having been a single mom when my kids were growing up,
mm-hmm.
my son didn't have a good Christian role model. He had very few male teachers in school.
Right.
And I don't think he ever had a male religious ed teacher. We didn't have a Catholic school in our community.
Correct.
So, you know... Yeah, I mean, where was that chance for him to learn how to grow up to be a good, solid Christian man?
Yeah, role models are yes. huge in our society, no matter you're talking faith or mm-hmm. other aspects of life. Mm-hmm. But if you have, so that's what we're trying to get with our group. We're trying to be better men, better mm-hmm. fathers, better husbands, mm-hmm. And better parents. And I think it's having an impact. And, you know, how do we change the world, Gene? We all kind of do it in our own small ways. So if I can maybe impact, you know, 15, 20, 30 guys, and they know maybe they in turn are doing it as well, it can have that rippling effect. And like I said, mm-hmm. I would be happy to share anyone that we have a template that we run this. And mm-hmm. I know a lot of churches around in the Diocese of Des Moines are trying to get the small faith group because a lot of our parishes are larger in size. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's pretty cool about it, just from a connectivity, we have about at Sacred Heart, and I think every parish does, we have like 9 objectives. And I,
right.
At the very beginning, I looked them up because they used to be in the bulletin. And one was to have a personal encounter with Jesus. Another one that stuck out to me was being visible, active apostles. That's one of our big things we talk about. Mm-hmm. And then another one that jumped out at me is everyone is known. And underneath that, there's a subplot that says through small groups and ministries. So, mm-hmm. And I really can relate to that. It seems like the last 3 or 4 years, as soon as I go to Mass, I look around and I think, there's about 8 of my Magna guys in here. So it's kind of like a subset of the big group. Mm-hmm. And that's how we get a sense of community in these large churches and parishes. And I think it's just that little bit of involvement. And I think everyone kind of identifies that with my group now.
Well, and those are faith friends, but they're also friends.
Correct.
You know, that are faithful. And I think when I moved from Indianola to Des Moines, I was very involved with a retreat group. We did an annual Lent retreat. And it's like, just because I moved, I couldn't stop doing it. So I did it for 2 more years after I wasn't even in that community anymore.
Sure.
Because those people,
yeah,
those are my people.
I agree.
My peeps, right?
Well, this coming weekend, we have one of our Magna guys, his son's getting married mm-hmm. down in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And I think there's probably 6 or 8 of our group that are going down with their
cool.
wives just for the weekend. So it should be.
Yeah.
But I think that helps that connectivity and the positivity. And then, like I said, passing it on, to me, my big thing is passing it on to my children. That's one of my big things. I've always tried to be mm-hmm. an example. In fact, when we go on vacation with our family, my kids all live out of state, so we get together 3 or 4 times a year on vacation, and they may hate it sometimes, but one of my big sayings to my kids is, have you planned your Mass this weekend? You think about it, we're so busy when we're planning our party we're going to go to,
right.
or the
what
game we're
going
to go to this mm-hmm. weekend. It's like, you also need to have on your priority scale, what Mass are we going to fit in? And,
right.
And the thing about the Catholics, we have a lot of nice options, so we don't really have excuses not to go.
Well, and that's it's funny that you went to the kids, because that's what I'm thinking. You know, if you have, you know, 8 guys that out of your 25 that you become really close friends with, you're going to do things with them when their kids are around, when your kids are around, and now those kids are seeing other role models that are in the family environment. And then you see them at church. And it's like, you don't even have to say a word.
Yeah.
But you know that when your kids are with them, they are going to be, you know, men of faith.
It's that positive example mm-hmm. thing. I always like to say, you know, kids see what you're doing and you don't even have to say anything. And that's mm-hmm. important. And I also have a saying where they also see what you're not doing sometimes.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
That resonates as well.
It does. Hey, we're going to take our next break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Brian about how all of this has impacted him, his wife, Annette, and his faith journey in his own right. You're listening to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Have you downloaded the Iowa Catholic Radio app? It's easy through the Apple App Store on iPhone or through Google Play on Android. Search Iowa Catholic Radio and download the app. You can listen to Iowa Catholic Radio Talk or Iowa Catholic Radio Music. Listening to Iowa Catholic Radio is easy.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Hal's Pumpkin Patch and Coming, open daily from 10 to 6 through October 31st. Featuring Wagon Rides, a Corn Maze, Kitty Corral, and more. Hal's Greenhouse of PumpkinPatch.com. Iowa Catholic Radio thanks Hal's Pumpkin Patch for their support. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Tuffy Tire and Auto Service, 1685 Southeast Delaware in Ankeny, offering complete car care service from routine dealer recommendation maintenance to complete diagnostics and full service auto repair. TuffyAnkeny.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Mary's Cleaning Care. Mary's Cleaning Care cleans everything from residential to commercial in Des Moines and surrounding areas. Mary'sCleaningCare.com. Thank you, Mary's Cleaning Care, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Welcome back to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Till, and my guest today is Brian Brevard. And Brian founded a small men's group called Magna 24 at Sacred Heart, and he has offered to have anyone from any parish that might want to start a group like this to come as a guest and to see what's going on and how this may fit and be important to your husbands, to you, to your parish community, and to the next generation. So, Brian, we've talked about Magna. We've talked about, you know, the role of men in our church. And I want to talk to you, Brian Brevard, about what this ministry, how it's impacted you, your relationship with Annette, your kids. I mean, let's go back to the beginning. Were you real involved in the church prior to Magna?
I was a mass goer. I'm a convert. Okay. And we've been married 33 years. And so I've along the way, we've done some married couple training for the for the marriage thing. I've taught Sunday school early on to like eighth grade.
Thank you.
But that was way early. But basically, we kind of got to a point in our lives. My kids were out of the nest. My wife has a really good job that's blessed our family and it allows me to do just this. And so I decided about four years ago that I had time and I would like to just volunteer and give back. So I'm a Eucharistic minister. I take food to our homebound. And in fact, I'm going that way today. I usually do it on Tuesdays. And then when Father approached me about this men's group, I just did a lot of research and thought, hey, you know, this is something kind of cool. And now that it's got up and going, I love it. I look really forward to it. It's the right balance for me. I put some prep time into getting ready, but twice a month isn't like having to do it.
Hours and hours, you know?
No, I don't know the exact time. I just do whatever I need to do. And then another thing I've been doing with the group in the last two or three years is we have a lot of neat resources in the Des Moines area. So I've been just reaching out and getting people to come in as guest speakers. And we've had the bishop one time. We caught him early when he got here. Yeah. He couldn't say no, right? And then and that was a big event. And a lot of times when we have a more of a known speaker like that, we'll open it up and go to a bigger room. People are always welcome to come. We're really open and welcome. This fall, I think we have four guest speakers slated. And so it's not just all doing we have the basis of our meetings, how we roll and how we do it, but having a guest speaker is kind of like when you're in school, it's like getting a field trip or a movie. You don't have to listen to the teacher for that day.
So, I mean, what I'm hearing is that you were involved, but it sounds like you're way more engaged, that it's deeper.
Correct.
Since you've been doing Magna.
Definitely. And like I said, one of the things, kind of like the objective of the group is getting guys to read the scripture daily, getting more involved. You know, maybe they're lecturing or raising their hand a little bit more. And then just the impact it has on their families and their wives. A lot of the guys in my group have had good, long, solid marriages. And I think that's just helping to supplement that a little bit. And for me personally, it's just very gratifying that I've told my wife before, I'll leave the meeting, I'll give her a call usually because she goes to bed before I get home. But I'll tell her, many times I've thought, wow, this really went great. I more than, and it just has such, it puts such a good feeling in your heart. It's hard to describe, but mm-hmm. I just always say that it's the Holy Spirit at work, and that I guess that's the gratification I get out of it.
You know, I find that there's a difference between, you know, volunteering to be a lector and having lecturing be your ministry.
Correct.
The same with being a singer versus a music minister.
Yeah.
You know, you could lead a small group discussion, but this is your ministry, and it's evident in your passion for this, Brian.
Yeah, and like I said, there's a lot of data that out there that really supports what we're doing and mm-hmm. what we need to be doing mm-hmm. as to become stronger Catholic Christian men mm-hmm. and not being quite as casual. And I don't know, it gives guys, you know, they come, and then even afterwards, sometimes we go out for a Coke or a beer or whatever. It's, mm-hmm. it's kind of even a little bit social at the end of it, mm-hmm. and it's camaraderie, it's men. You know, what's the, on this channel, I hear that Chris Stefanik guy always talking about yeah. men have never been more lonely than they are now.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, this gives a nice outlet for mm-hmm. to get involved a little bit more, and mm-hmm. like I said, I have a core group, and we, like I said, when we're up and rolling, COVID kind of killed our attendance for a while.
Well, sure,
but we even mm-hmm. met in the parking lot a few times in mm-hmm. the last year just to keep it going. But we usually get about a revolving, you know, 8 to 15 guys, mm-hmm. and that's just kind of our sweet spot.
How has Magna impacted your marriage? I didn't tell you I was going to ask you that. And if Annette's listening, I don't know. But, you know, anytime we do anything as an individual, it impacts the people around us. And
yeah.
And I know we were, John and I were a part of your small group.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, when you did Search, which was out of the formed
yep.
Study group, small group. And, you know, now you're having, you know, 6-8 couples into your home, and Annette's doing, you know, snacky things at the end, and it's
right.
like, this is, you know, I'm all passionate, honey, could you make some cookies? You know, and it's like, okay, now, how does this impact your family?
Well, not too much. I mean, I think it's, you know, maybe I'm nicer to my wife than I, you know, she may not disagree. No, but we're really, in our particular marriage, we've been kind of non-traditional. We've both dropped our jobs for the other person's jobs. We've mm-hmm. done a lot of shaking and moving around in our married life. But I think it helps us, you know, when, you know, to be just, we practice our faith. Like one of the things I talk about our guys to do with the importance of trying to pray with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
We never used to do that, for example.
Oh.
And we do that like a lot of times at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And there's little things like that pop out of our group that I've tried to apply.
Brian Brevard, thank you so much for coming today and sharing not only your ministry, but how it's impacted you and your faith. Folks, I'd love to do several of these and talk about what our lay apostle is and how it has impacted us, and perhaps someone else will pick it up. So thanks to my guest, Brian, to Jimmy Olson, my producer, and today we pray to St. Alphonsus Liguori. He is the patron saint of lay apostolates. We ask St. Alphonsus to guide each of us to be open to God's call in our lives. St. Alphonsus Liguori, pray for us.
Straight Talk, where you get answers to tough issues impacting your life. Listen anywhere at any time via podcast at iowacatholicradio.com.